You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report right now. We talked yesterday about how Twisters came out of the shoot with, they were thinking $50 million. It ended up making $80 million. Now the people over at The Hollywood Reporter have put together a list of what they say are the best disaster movies of all time. Are you a disaster movie guy at all?
The biggest disaster movie that I can think of is The Princess Bride. That movie was a disaster.
I'm trying to think of some ones that people recognize on here. Like Armageddon's on the list at number five. People like that.
Mm-hmm.
Deep Impact came out the same year. That was on there. The Day After Tomorrow was on there.
That's a biggie.
Blah, blah, blah. The original Twister.
Sure.
Was number three. And this new one, Twisters, is number four.
I keep hearing great things about this movie, so I might try to sneak out at some point and see it.
I talked with Josh about going this week to see it, but
again, like, these movies come out so quickly on streaming that it's just nice to sit at home
and pay
$8 and watch it. You know?
I agree, but at the same time, there are some movies that I just feel are better on the giant screen.
All you have to do is sit closer to your TV.
You could, I guess. Anyway, so there's, oh, by the way, number one on the list was from 50 years ago, The Towering Inferno, which a lot of people have said was the first real disaster movie, but I don't think so. I think The Poseidon Adventure was, and that was on the list too. Anyway, enough about that. How much are you spending online with your shopping these days? They went out and did a survey. And Jeremy, the average American is spending 54 hours a year just doing online shopping. And that works out to, you know, obviously a little over an hour a week. That sounds about right to me, too.
I think so.
I mean, because I do. I'm constantly on there looking for something.
Yeah, I spent quite a while looking for a new wallet the other day. So...
So I got this wallet as a gift from my wife, and I love it, love it.
Yeah.
I think this little thing, you hit this and all your Christmas.
Yeah, okay. Mine's similar. I got one of those too, like a slim.
Yeah. Okay. And these pop up. But what I found is if you hold it like this or whatever, accidentally shake it, my credit card, a couple times I have found on the floor of my house.
Oh, retro.
And I'm like, it's only a matter of time before that sucker falls out.
Yeah.
I need the perfect.
It's a different feel because now I'm carrying it in the front pocket.
Which is better anyway.
What I hear. It's better for
your back. All men who are listening, do not carry a wallet in your back pocket. Every spine doctor will tell you it's terrible for you, so don't do it. Put it in your front pocket. So anyway, we do a lot of shopping. What else is going on? Do you have a good idea that you think could make you strike it rich? If you got a billion-dollar idea, do you?
Billion? No.
Million?
No.
$75?
Easy.
Got a $75 idea?
Easy.
They went out and did a poll, and one in three Americans believe they have an idea that, quote, could one day make them wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a business idea. Could be a movie idea.
Okay.
Something like that. They have a feeling in their bones that one day they're going to make it big.
All right.
They'll strike it rich.
And then they Google it, and the idea's already out there, and like, son of a...
Hey, how many times does that happen to me? I'll like say an idea on the air because I'm an idea man. And then somebody will text in, dude.
It's already out there,
there's
man.
There's a company in Iowa that does that.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man.
I can't believe it.
26% of the people who have this big idea say that it would be game-changing.
Ooh.
All right. The Wienermobile crash. Are you going to talk about that?
Not anymore.
I guess there's not much to say. A Wienermobile in Chicago ran into another vehicle, flipped over onto its side. Thing is, nobody was hurt. They just flipped over a Wienermobile. I guess those would be pictures that'll go viral, right? Oh, look, the Wienermobile is sideways.
Yeah.
Told you, man, I got to ride around in that Wienermobile, and it was underwhelming. No knock on Oscar Mayer or anything like that, but the Wienermobile, much ado about nothing.
Yeah,
I was a little torqued because they said you can go for a ride in it. And so I'm driving around. I said, let me drive it a few blocks. And they're like, no.
Rare.
Big drama last night at the Coors Field. Rockies and the Red Sox. So the Boston Red Sox are in town. And they only come here every so often. And that means I'm sure Coors Field was just swallowed in red because, you know, all the fans from the East Coast get to go out and see their team. And listen, the Rockies have got, I don't know if it's like outwardly bad blood with the Red Sox, but the Red Sox were the team that beat us our one time in the World Series. And not only did they beat us, they swept us, so we didn't even get a win. I was at two of those games in the World Series at Coors Field for the Rockies-Red Sox, and it was so damn sad. Well, they're back in town, and we got revenge!
What?
Rockies score two runs in the 12th inning for a comeback victory over the Sox, and those two teams will square off again tonight at Coors Field. So, yes, you know, I don't know if it's necessarily revenge. They won the World Series. We won a game in July.
Right. Not the same.
What else is trending?
Well, our sponsor, which is Efficient Comfort, where you can purchase a new air conditioner now and start paying for it when the kids go back to school with flexible financing options. Learn more at efficientcomfortco.com. I think the biggest trending thing locally is your boys are heading out for another happy hour. We are going to be out on Friday evening, 4 o'clock, at Living the Dream Brewing Company in Highlands Ranch. It's right there on the corner of Town Center Drive and Santa Fe. This is all brought to you by Douglas County Libraries. And please come see us. It'll be a hell of a time. They've got some really good beer. And a couple people commenting yesterday that they've got some good seltzers, if you're into that. So
it's always fun. We get to say hi. We get to shake your hand, get some photos, sign books, do whatever. But come out and say hi and bring your kids, for God's sakes.
Yeah, please bring your family.
Bring your chillin'.
And shower us with gifts. It's always a good time. Lady Gaga's in the news this morning. They said ahead of the official start of the 24 Summer Olympics in Paris land, Gaga was spotted in Paris, fueling rumors that the pop superstar is set to perform at the opening ceremony. That's a good fit.
Oh, yeah.
She's bombastic. That'll be a nice opening dance.
Yeah, it does fit, doesn't it?
She was photographed next to her car while waving and blowing kisses to her fans that gathered around her. That's like you when you show up for work.
Absolutely.
Very, very similar.
What do you think when we do this happy hour on Friday?
Yes, Dom will
be
out
standing
there
blowing kisses.
Blowing kisses, doing the prom wave there. Beauty queen wave.
Well, I start with blowing kisses, and then I actually just put lip on lip.
Yeah, you do. This is a far, far journey from Encino Man. Brendan Fraser now has joined the cast of a movie called Pressure, depicting the days leading up to D-Day, and he's going to be Dwight D. Eisenhower. He's going to play Eisenhower.
I want to see that movie.
And if you look at the pictures side-by-side, he's a perfect fit. They have the same face. So Brendan Fraser is now going to be Eisenhower. Did he end up winning the Oscar for The Whale? I think he did, didn't he?
I'll look it up.
I think he did.
I don't know. He's a good guy, and he seems to be beloved in Hollywood. And that topic is fascinating to me.
He's so happy to be back in the spotlight, so good for him. Here's Jaron Sports. Kobe Bryant's locker from the Staples Center is set to be auctioned by Sotheby's. They are expecting to get about $1.5 to $2 million for a locker. It was saved after the renovation in 2018, so that's kind of a cool piece to have. I bet that Stegosaurus guy who bought that Stegosaurus recently is going to buy the locker as well.
Probably. By the way, Brendan Fraser did win the Oscar.
I thought he did.
Best actor. Academy Awards 2023.
Some trending news regarding NSYNC, ladies. Justin Timberlake is the lone holdout right now, standing in the way of an NSYNC reunion. Supposedly, multiple promoters have pitched the guys a massive stadium tour, and Lance, Chris, Joey, and JC are down to clown, but Justin and his people are not responding. He doesn't need this. He doesn't need it at all, right?
If he does, I hope somebody drives him to the recording session.
Hey-o! I mean, this would just be purely ego to sign up for this and then have to tour the country again with this goofy band.
And we've said
he doesn't need the money.
We've said from the beginning that the other four would be gung-ho, and he would be the one to be like, nah.
Yo, I don't want to, man. I don't want to, especially right now, you know?
He just needs to keep making movies, maybe.
The cringiest dating app texts out there. Somebody polled people online and said, hey, what are the creepiest emojis and lines that you get when you're online dating? Send pics came in at number one. It's one of the rudest and cringiest things you can say. Hey, send pics, baby. The eggplant emoji made the list, of course. Hey, sexy, what's your number? Number four, do you like bad boys? or do you like bad girls? And then if you spell hot, H-A-W-T, I've been known to type that out in a text. Hot.
Yeah, to me, which is hot. Really cringy.
You're hot. Oh, what else is going on? 42% of Americans love chatting about bargain finds. I think that is spot on.
I agree. It seems like it would be higher.
Anytime somebody comes to my house and I make coffee, I point at this Mac Daddy coffee maker I have, mm-hmm. and it rang up for $5 when I bought it at Walmart. And it was like a $100 coffee maker. It rang up for $5. And every time I make coffee, I'm like, let me tell you the story about this coffee maker. Well, I was standing in line.
So that was clearly a mistake, so I'm sure you brought it to their attention.
No, because they did price checks. The guy scanned it multiple times, various barcodes on the box, and it all kept ringing up $5.
Somebody in
the back. I should have ran to the back and got five more, honestly.
Put them on eBay.
Seriously. Anything else I want to tell you? Oh, yeah, this finger story. This is so strange. A human finger was found in Tacoma, Washington. And this story says it has finally been returned to its owner. The digit was found on July 5th, which resulted in officials believing that it had maybe been blown off by a fireworks accident. Local hospitals and emergency rooms had no record of any injury regarding this finger around the 4th of July. The owner of the finger apparently saw the story on the local news and came forward and said, hey, that's my finger. The man is still remaining anonymous. He says that, this is the reports that he did say that he did injure himself with fireworks.
Yes.
Doesn't appear that any charges are going to be filed at this time. What charges would you charge the guy with? Littering?
Stupidity?
Hey, I think that's my finger. What a weird call to make, right?
And no wonder he wants to remain anonymous. He knows that he's an idiot.
Yeah, I think that finger's mine. Here's your Fat America. Eggos and Two Rivers Coffee have joined forces to create waffle-flavored coffee pods. Coming in five different flavors. Blueberry, chocolate chip, cinnamon, maple syrup, and vanilla. Nah. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
I got a piece of oatmeal right here.
Right, drink of your water.
Hold on. I think I got it. Okay, so clickbait on our Facebook page, Tom and Jeremy on the FB. A woman in England brought a plant to work 15 years ago, and it's completely taken over her office. It's some type of ivy.
It's a great photo.
Yeah, so it's like 300 feet long, and it's all across the ceiling. If you want to see pictures of it, I know you do. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
I got to tell you, the reason this resonates with me is because I've got an ivy. It's identical to that, and I've had it for 20 years, and it's in my family room, and Gretch the other day took it, and like pulled it, you know, stretched it out.
Yeah.
And we always trim it, mm-hmm. but she stretched it out this time and it must have gone about 12 feet, 15 feet.
It's a big plant.
Yeah.
It's
and,
too much
and
plant.
Different tentacles. So the same thing. We just keep trimming that thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they will take up. I love that she named it after the plant in Little Shop of Horrors. She named it Aubrey 2, I think. Aubrey 2.
It's a lot of leaves.
Yeah.